Well, welcome back to all our listeners, to Radio Entrepreneurs and viewers. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and all we're doing is talking about entrepreneurship and leadership and how people are dealing with this economy. You know, a lot of people in this economy and prior were always out there networking and networking groups. And I think our next guest is very apropos to the changes going on in this economy. Can explain a lot of that. Craig James, board chair of Vistage Worldwide. Welcome, Craig.
Good to be here, Jeff.
Right. First, I'll give my disclaimer. I'm a big supporter of Vistage, and I am not a member. So I said that with an independent assessment. Why don't you tell our listeners about Vistage, and then we'll get into all the stuff going on and the changes and why Vistage may be more important now than ever before.
Sure. So at its very essence, Jeff, and listeners, Vistage is a CEO development organization. CEOs of privately held businesses join a Vistage group, which is known as a peer advisory group, a mastermind group, roundtable, if you will, because they're looking for unbiased advice on the big decisions and challenges that they face. They oftentimes feel lonely at the top. They're not quite sure if they should go left or right. And the decisions that they make, the challenges that they face, have big consequences, both financial, emotional, people-wise, et cetera. And so they're looking for unbiased advice, which unfortunately they don't always get from the advisors and other people in their world.
So how, I would assume that Vistage, your groups have changed dramatically since COVID and how you manage your groups.
Yeah, the biggest change has been, no surprise, that we meet virtually. So as you can see from the background behind me, our groups meet in person. We take time away from our businesses. We physically leave our businesses, leave the weeds of our business, to be in an environment where we can focus strictly on working on the business, not in the business. Clearly with COVID, in-person meetings have been out the door, and we've been doing our meetings as we're doing this interview right now via Zoom, which takes away a little bit from the, you know, personal interactions, the body language and such, but it's worked. And, you know, it's not ideal, but we roll with the punches.
And how often does each group meet?
So the groups meet monthly, Jeff.
Okay. Can you give us a little history of Vistage, how it all sort of came to be?
Absolutely. So 62 years ago, there was an industrialist named Bob Norris who lived in Milwaukee, and he and a bunch of other business people would get together over lunch, and inevitably the conversations would veer off into business issues. What's going on in your business? And I'm having this problem, and I'm having that challenge. And even though their businesses were different, different products, different markets, a lot of the issues that they were discussing transcended those differences. People issues, technology issues, cash flow issues, marketing issues, culture issues. Every business owner, every CEO deals with those. And they decided, look, you know, we're 12 guys here talking over lunch. I think this could be expanded beyond just us, and we could make a business out of this. And 62 years later, with 23,000 members worldwide in 22 countries, and enough people have been through Vistage over those 60 years to fill Gillette Stadium twice, this is an ongoing concern that continues to provide value to business owners and CEOs.
Wow, that's a lot of members, and that's a lot of network. And is there a central source for people to meet each other?
It's a great question. So within each region, so for example, here in New England, where I live, there are about 320 members. Each of those members belongs to a group such as the one that I run, of anywhere from 10 to 15 members. And they meet monthly as a group at various locations. So typically they'll meet at a different member's location each month and have their meeting. In addition, they meet with their chairs individually one-to-one. We do have occasions from time to time where we will have regional events so people can network, have a happy hour, or perhaps visit a member's location and get a plant tour. And once a year, we have something called an executive summit, where every single Vistage member in a region comes together for a day of learning and networking. Last year, we had Alan Mulally, the former CEO of Ford. So we do get some pretty visible talent. Naturally, this year, that was curtailed. So we had a virtual session, which we had the workshops, but not the networking.
You know, I'm thinking that Vistage must attract a certain type of leader, almost like, well, I guess marketing terms, a psychographic.
Yeah.
Can you describe for me the ideal member profile?
Sure. So first of all, it's someone who is not satisfied with the status quo. He or she is looking to grow his or her business substantially, and also to grow him or herself in terms of a leader and an executive. They tend to be open people. They're not people who are closed-minded. They enjoy collaborating with others and sharing ideas. Oftentimes, they've played on sports teams in high school or college, so they understand and value collaboration. Many of them do volunteer work. They're on boards or do volunteer work that goes above and beyond their jobs, again, because they're giving types of people. They're also people who recognize that they're not the smartest person in the room, even if they might be. And I did have one member of my group, MIT, Harvard MBA, who was the smartest person in our room, but he was very humble about it. So that's the kind of people we tend to attract. If someone is a know-it-all, if someone is a loudmouth, if someone is someone who's domineering, that kind of personality doesn't usually play well in a group. It's more the cooperative type of person who really wants to develop his business and develop himself or herself.
Well, clearly, based upon what I do for a living as a management consultant and also radio entrepreneurs, you're speaking to the converted. And I liked your throw out to humility, because I think humility creates an environment where you listen to others and you're still willing to learn regardless of your own progress relative to other people. So I think that's great. We're looking forward to you coming back, you know, at different portions of the year and potentially bringing some of your members to talk about how they've been dealing with the economy. Do you think that's going to be possible?
Oh, absolutely. We have a couple of people in at least one of my groups who have done workshops, both within my group. So I have a couple of groups. One is the traditional Vistage group, which is CEOs and business owners. I have a second group that comprises what we term advisors, so people like an M&A advisor, an outsourced sales wealth advisor, and those folks have not only presented to our own group, but I've invited them to present to my CEO group for a couple of reasons. One, that gives them the opportunity to get some face time with my CEOs, which you can read between the lines of the value of that. It's also valuable content for my CEOs. So yeah, absolutely. They're willing to come and talk to my groups. They'd be more than happy to come and talk to us here at Radio Entrepreneurs.
So Craig, did you find Vistage or did Vistage find you? How did that marriage happen?
That's a great question, Jeff. Vistage found me, and the route that happened was a former client of mine at a startup that kind of ran out of money had reached out to me about 2 years or 3 years after that company went under, and said that he had started a Vistage group. I had known about Vistage for many, many years ago. It used to go by the name of Tech, the Executive Committee. And he had started a group, and then Vistage contacted him and asked him if he would come on board as an employee. So those of us who do what I do are 1099s. He agreed to that, and part of his mandate was to find new Vistage chairs, as we're called, group leaders. And he approached me and said, look, Greg, you've got all the ingredients it takes to form and build and run a successful Vistage group. You have the group facilitation skills. You have the coaching skills. I used to run a sales consulting business. And you have the ability to sell, to engage in a conversation with other business owners, understand their needs, and get them signed up. And you run a business. And that's how I came to Vistage.
That's great. Remind everybody, we are speaking with Craig James, Board Chair, Vistage Worldwide. Craig, if somebody wants to learn more about Vistage, connect with you, how would they find you?
Sure. So on LinkedIn, obviously, Craig James. There are a million Craig Jameses on LinkedIn, but you'll find me if you type in Craig James. I'll probably come up in the first few. By email, you can reach me at craig.james@vistagechair.com. So it's not Vistage.com. It's vistagechair.com. And the old-fashioned way, by phone at 781-269-5690. And obviously, if you want to learn a little bit more about Vistage before reaching out to me, you can do so at Vistage.com.
And if you're looking for Craig James and you get someone who is a running back for the Patriots, then it's the wrong one, correct?
I always tell people if they could see me in person, 6'1", 165 pounds, I was never a fullback for anybody at any point in my life.
Unless it was on a team of like shorter people. I don't even know what to call people, shorter people. Remind everybody, this is Craig James from Vistage International. And we're going to have Craig back again on Radio Entrepreneurs. We're looking forward to talking to him frequently throughout this year and how his entrepreneurs are dealing with this new economy. Craig, thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Right. Look forward to having you back. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.